the Lighthouse family, taking you for a spin down Ocean Drive, Thursday the 31st of March. And speaking of Ocean Drive and the ocean at large, there's an event that's arriving on our beaches next weekend, if all goes according to plan. We're going to give you the scoop on it right now on Radio Life and Style. Coming to you live from the heart of Balito, it's your local station, and giving you the scoop right now on the Balito Day. What is this thing? You've heard me talking about it, saying we're going to be getting into the conversation this afternoon. Well, it's time to lift the lid on this thing and to find out what it's all about. And to give us the full scoop, in the studio with us this afternoon, we've got the man behind the event, Johan du Toit, joins us for a chat about what is arriving next Saturday on the beaches of Balito. Johan, welcome to the studio, my friend. How are you today?
Hi, Mike. I'm well. Thank you very much. And thanks for having me on the afternoon drive.
Hey, man, we're excited. I want to find out what the deal is with this this big, big day. It'll be like 8 months you've been planning this thing for. Am I right?
That's correct, yes.
It's quite a thing. And the first one of its kind. Hopefully the first in a regular series of events. But let's just kind of take it back. And where did this idea come from?
Well, Mike, I've been doing beach cleanups on Salt Rock Beach for a couple of years, and then I realized when I do it, other people start doing it as well. So it became like a contagious thing, and then people, you know, we wouldn't chat, but they'll start doing it as well. And then, you know, I saw that there's potential in this. So if every person can maybe say if you pick up one piece of waste and you're going to walk past the dustbin in any case, so if you can do that and just throw it in the bin, you know, it's going to make a major difference.
So this is something that's already been in your system. I mean, you're just that kind of guy. You like to leave a place better than you found it. And having noticed that you've already been the catalyst for these little impromptu cleanup movements, now the idea is to kind of formalize this and to actually make a really big, big dent in the problem that is plastic on our beaches, hey?
That's correct, Mike. You know, what we're trying to do, there's been many beach cleanups, and hats off to everyone that's done it before and still doing it now. But the difference I'm trying to make is to say, let's make it a fun day while we're doing that, you know? So we've got brilliant, brilliant sponsors that stepped up, and they're doing like vouchers. There's fun things for the kids. It's just going to be amazing. So everyone can enjoy it while we do something good for the Dolphin Coast community.
That's flipping awesome. And obviously, once you've done one and it's been a big success, then it's so much easier to get the next one lined up and so on. So this is super. Now let's look at the plan of action. Next week, Saturday, is that the 9th of April? Have I got it correct?
That's correct, Mike. So what we're doing is, on Balito Day, we'll be doing an ocean and beach cleanup simultaneously, and while at the same time making it a fun, full day for all. This will happen on the 9th of April, starting at 8 a.m. in the morning, going for 4.5 hours till 12:30. In case of bad weather, we will reserve the 10th of April as an option.
Okay, so you've got that in backup.
Yes, that's correct. For more information, you can simply just search for Balito Day 2022 on YouTube or Google. There's a Facebook page as well, so you can just type in Balito Day 2022. That'll give you a good idea of what we're doing. So if you're not driving right now, I suggest, you know, get onto the internet and have a look at that.
It's a cool video. It's waiting for you. Go check it out right now.
That's right.
When you say the sea and beach, you're saying like in the water and out the water.
That's correct, yes. We're sending up to 20 vessels into the ocean. That's awesome. Going to clean up all the rubbish that's floating in the ocean as well at the same time. Yes.
So simultaneous combing of the sand, of combing of the beach and out in the ocean.
That's correct, yes.
Man.
So this cleanup initiative will stretch from Long Beach, Zimbali, until Tiffany's Beach next to Salt Rock. So you can come and collect your plastic bag, water and gloves at Salmon Bay Beach, split into small groups, and head to the beach closest to your house. Once you're done, please return to Salmon Bay with your waste, hand it in there, and take part in the fun that the sponsors has to offer for us.
Awesome.
We will be having loads of fun activities for the kids, like treasure hunts on the hour every hour, a jumping castle, face painting, games, and mini hampers. Restaurants and other sponsors will be handing out free vouchers to some of the Dolphin Coast residents, rewarding them for their personal commitment on the day. Lita Skiba Club skippers will help us by taking their vessels out to sea to collect plastic and waste. For them, we have a small competition going on as well.
Yeah.
Just to make it fun. So there's great prizes in the pot for them. So we say we're going to do like fishing while they're taking the waste out of the ocean. So if you catch a 20 kg tuna, you have to hand in 10 pieces of waste to you, otherwise you're disqualified. So pretty much that's what it's just a fun thing as well.
Cool, man.
We'll also be doing a best dressed dog costume competition on the beach.
Oh,
so
wow.
You can dress up the fur kids and bring them along as well.
Mandy's going to be there. Mandy's
the Poodles have a whole wardrobe, so yes. This is like an easy fleet.
We'll also be having the well-known DJ and MC, Chantal Palm-Kluter.
Yes.
There as well. On the day to keep everyone entertained and informed.
Brilliant.
This lady has an amazing resume. I'm sure you guys know that.
Absolutely.
Okay. Glenn Middleton, the famous journalist and photographer, will be taking photos and drone footage for us on that day as well. So please contact him if you need his services for other events.
Super.
Award counselors, Preve McCon, Tammy Colley, and Jack Abrams will be helping us to coordinate the cleanups on the beaches as well on that day.
Wow, so it's a team effort, eh?
Yeah, that's correct. Sounds great. And the restaurants and the people that are sponsoring you, which are you allowed to say? Which
yes, now I am. Please, if I can. So I think it's important to mention that because without them, this day wouldn't be possible. So Mozambique Restaurant, they are giving out 5 200 rand vouchers and a financial contribution as well. So thank you, Brad, for being a legend. Be Seen Production Company, Jaden Brown. That is one of the youngsters that has put countless hours into making this amazing video for us. So contact team also for all your brand advertising videos. The Galley Restaurant, Mark van Staden, giving 10 by 200 Rand vouchers and also another 10% off on all meals and drinks at the Galley on that day.
Wow.
So that's amazing. That's okay. A good price.
We're all going to be eating.
That's right, yeah. Another good one, Salt Rock Coffee will be handing out 50 coffee vouchers as well as 10 by 200 Rand preloaded Salt Rock Coffee club cards. Sure. These guys are always involved in community projects in Belito, and Carl also offered his boat to help us with the ocean cleanup as well. How amazing
is
that?
Yeah, man. It is. Hey, the coffee boat.
Yes. Concha Bakery and Cafe will be handing out vouchers as well. And as we know, thank you, Concha, for always helping out the Dolphin Coast for worthy causes. You guys are champs, and we really, really appreciate you.
Absolutely.
Then another good one, we've got Nampak Liquid Packaging. They are coming down. That's an international company.
Yeah.
These guys are always on board when it comes to ocean and beach cleanups. So they will also be sending staff on the day as well to come and help us.
Sure.
We've got Zebra Water. These guys will be sponsoring water for residents participating.
Keep you hydrated. Yeah.
That's right.
Very important.
So have a look at the packaging, and then you'll know why they need to be supported in the future.
Okay.
That's a surprise coming up.
Zebras.
Another one, Rawson Property Group. As we all know, Rawson has been involved in numerous beach cleanups. Thank you, Rawson Property Belito, for always caring about the Dolphin Coast.
Awesome.
We've got Dolphin Coast Adventures. This is quite an exciting one as well, giving free vouchers for a ride in the Dolphin Coast Adventure boat, as well as a financial contribution they're helping out with as well.
Sure.
So contact them for fun excursions and team building exercises. Belito Surf School, they'll be handing out free surf lesson vouchers as well as surf accessory vouchers.
Ah, it's our opportunity, Mike, to go learn to surf.
There are so many vouchers that are going to be floating around on the day there. You're bound to get something if you head on down and take part of this day.
If you pick up at least two packets, you're going to eat well and you're going to get a surf lesson and we're going to go on an adventure.
It sounds like a must. Amazing. You have to be there.
Belito Ski Boat Club, they also stepped up to the plate, helping us by giving us their facilities, staff, tractors, everything included for that day. So they're also giving back to the community, thank you to them. CMH Motor City, the top floor, they'll be giving out 8 by 200 Rand fuel vouchers. I think this day and age, that's quite important. That's like liquid gold. And then, they'll also be handing out some caps and stuff. Little Rascals Preschool, they'll be bringing in kids and parents to come and help us with the cleanup. And I think that's a nice thing because we can get the kids to involved in this as well to, you know, so they can
teach them from young.
That's right. Race to Yamaha, these guys are also leaders in jet ski fishing and accessories. So they're always involved in ocean-related projects. So you can contact them for all your jet ski fishing needs. I Create Designs. You can find them on Facebook. They specialize in wedding gifts, stationery, baby gifts, bridal shower accessories. They'll be doing mini hampers for the kids, which is also quite cool, and also hosting fun games to keep the kids entertained. So big thank you to Janae Oosthuizen for that.
Awesome stuff.
Other guys for the kids, as I say, we're trying to focus on the kids just to make it a fun day for them as well. Christina Cassisa, the famous face painter. This lady is really professional. You must see the work she does. So please come and bring the kids, and we, if we can maybe support in the future as well.
Awesome.
Then we've got Belita Beach Collective. These guys have been doing beach cleanups for a long time. So they're joining forces with us. They know the ropes, so they can help us to clean the beaches also. We'd also like to say thanks for Life and Style Radio, 88 FM, for giving us the opportunity. We really appreciate that.
Gotcha.
We're always part of the community. We have to be. We're the heart of the community, no?
Thanks so much. We do appreciate that. We've also got a Sharon Hair Salon that will be giving away three hair vouchers for the ladies. Mm-hmm. Hair by Sharon vouchers. They're based in the CHM building as well. Dandelion Nail Bar be giving out three vouchers as well for the nails for the ladies. Cafe Lusso also giving out some vouchers. So lastly, I would just like to also thank Kwadakuza Municipality that's been helping us with the permits and things like that. They waived the permit fees for us also, which is great. North Coast Courier involved, and then Salt Rock Sands, luxury pet friendly accommodation, which will be doing a financial contribution as well.
Man, so it's like it's a serious team effort. Tons of people coming to the party to make this day the success that we know it will be.
Yeah.
So next Saturday, make a plan, pencil it in your diary now. And one more time, what time should folks meet at Salmon Bay to collect their rubbish collection bags and gloves?
So it's 8 a.m. in the morning. We'll be ready for you. And then it's stretching up until 12:30. Fun and games, lots to do for everyone. It's on the 9th of April. As I said, we're reserving the 10th in case the weather's really bad on the 9th. But we're really, really hoping everything will go according to plan on the 9th of April.
Send your email upstairs. Tell him no rain. No rain, it's important.
It's Belito Day. And if you want to take part, well, there's ample opportunity for you to get involved.
Something for everyone.
And you grab your bag from Salmon Bay, head off to your closest beach. We want to make sure that this thing spreads right along our coastline, and then bring your haul of plastic and rubbish back to the main collection spot at Salmon Bay and take part in all the fun games. There's tons of vouchers, and it's just going to be just the coolest day on the Dolphin Coast. And to everyone who's come to the party already from a sponsorship or a technical assistance perspective, and Johan, to you and all the volunteers in the background, hats off to you guys, man. We're holding thumbs. Come rain or shine, it's going to be a successful day, we know. And we'd love to put another little reminder out next week.
Yeah,
and then be good to touch base afterwards and to see how much came off the beach that day.
Thanks so much, Mike. I appreciate it.
You heard it here on 88 FM. And make sure that you've got that date in your diary cleared and ready to rock when next Saturday rolls around. Back to the music right now. Here's Clean Bandit taking you for a little drive. Almost 3:30 on the afternoon drive. It's Radio Life and Style.